In mental development, there's a principle called resistance. In weightlifting, for example, muscles are developed by slow lifting of heavy weights. The heavier the weight and the greater the resistance, the more blood rushes into the capillaries and the bigger the muscles become. The same principle of resistance holds true in developing mental muscles, especially the mental muscle of the quality of self-confidence. Whenever you exert self-mastery and discipline yourself to do or say the right thing, especially under stress, you create resistance to your natural tendencies. This resistance generates friction. This is the same kind of friction or heat that, when applied to a crucible containing chemicals, will cause the chemicals to crystallize and take on a new form. Whenever you create friction by resisting your natural tendencies and instead doing what you know is right and true and consistent with your highest values, especially in a difficult situation, the mental heat causes your values to crystallize at a higher level and become a permanent part of your character. So the foundation of self-confidence, the basis of boldness and self-assertion, is a deep inner trust based on living a life of perfect integrity and disciplining yourself to live consistent with your highest values in every situation. Each time you do this, you will feel positive and happy and wonderful about yourself. Your behavior will further crystallize and become a more permanent part of the exceptional human being that you are in the process of becoming.